With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. When more than 50 people were baptized at the Sumner County, Tennessee jail in early May, it was the culmination of many years of ministry between the two neighboring churches. Leaders at Long Hollow Baptist and First Baptist Hendersonville had been carrying out Celebrate Recovery ministries in the jail for years. The group took a break from their routine in mid-April and played the video of the Easter sermon preached at Long Hollow earlier in the year. More than a dozen men and dozens of women responded to the call of the gospel to repent and to turn to Jesus for salvation. After working with administration at the prison, the churches were allowed to bring in a tank and the baptism celebration took place. The ministry leaders told Baptist Press it was some of the most rewarding work that they've ever done in ministry. For those with a passion for healthcare and a calling to missions, the International Mission Board has avenues of service ready to fill. The IMB is hosting MedAvance, a conference for those interested in using healthcare strategies to open doors to a hurting world and gain access to unreached peoples and places in unique ways. The conference is scheduled to be held at Brentwood Baptist Church near Nashville, August 3rd through 5th. You can join hundreds of healthcare professionals, students, and church leaders at MedAvance 2023. There you'll be able to connect with IMB missionaries and leaders, discover how God is at work as healthcare missionaries share stories from around the world, and learn how you can serve God's mission at home and overseas using your God-given talents, skills, and experience in the healthcare field. Learn more about the event at imb.org.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Unfortunately, natural disasters are inevitable in this world. Coy Webb of Send Relief encourages believers to get trained in disaster relief. He says there's many reasons you should be trained. Here's three of them. First, training prepares us by giving us a better understanding of the nuances of different kinds of disasters. Second, proper training equips us to respond in appropriate and effective ways during emergencies. Third, coaching in this area prepares us to understand our role as part of a larger crisis response team. You can read the full list and more details from Webb at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.